This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And you can call in with your thoughts about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the unusual reasons and possibly the wrong reasons that Americans waste so much food. Chris, you have that article that we will jump back into, but you had sort of diverted in the last segment of the first hour to talk about something Iron Mountain.
Yeah, he said he was going to go full Conan on this one.
I was going full Conan, but where this started was we brought up DDT and
yes,
how DDT was banned by the U.S. government, and then
the WWE.
No, but the banning of DDT was then tied to U.S. Foreign aid to other countries.
Yes.
So the result of us banning DDT was for particularly sub-Saharan Africa to enact their own DDT bans and stop using it. The problem was DDT was and arguably still is the most effective tool man has ever developed against malaria, and the numbers
and now,
of people
in Zika.
Well, actually Zika too. But
Zika 2? Is that even worse than regular Zika?
No,
it's not transmissible between humans and
I'm
going to
stop
way?
You all right.
It's coming next year.
I'm going to stop Zika you all right there because Zika pales in comparison to what malaria has done around the globe. And estimates by the World Health Organization and others put the estimated number of deaths due to the DDT ban somewhere between 200 million and 800 million people globally.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
This was such a devastating thing, and it was all done. If you go back and you look for the root cause in this case was the book Silent Spring. And I don't remember the author's name, but it was a big book in the environmental movement in the early 60s that talked about how there would be a day when we would no longer hear the birds because DDT softened the shells.
Rachel Carson.
Thank you very much. That was it. So we segued from that into me bringing up the report from Iron Mountain. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, here's where I go full Conan. This book came out, I think, in the early 60s, like 63 or something like that, and it was passed off as an official report produced by the U.S. by this group of 15 people.
According to Wikipedia, it came out in 1967.
Thank you. And I'm just pulling that up just because it'll have some quick facts, and I know a little bit about it, so I'll try to keep this as accurate as I can. But it was put out there, and it was basically the premise was we are always experiencing great economic growth when we're at war. So how do we maintain being at war when that's not practical anymore? So the book really discussed what are some things that we can do, what sort of psyops can we purport against the American people to convince them that, you have to almost buy war bonds. You have to support what your government is doing. And they talked about a lot of different possibilities like, okay, well, we could have little proxy wars around the government or around the globe that we could like fund one side. The Russians will fund the other. We can keep it going that way. But that's messy and we end up losing American lives. People get tired of that. They in the book, I believe they debated whether they could fake an alien invasion, whether we would
blue beam.
Yeah, whether we would have alien invaders that would unite the globe and bring us under one world order, a new world order that could fight this existential threat from outer space, so on and so on. But one of the things that they brought up was, well, how about environmental issues? How about the massive pollution of the earth? Because that's something people can actually see. And this is something that we can get millions and billions of dollars behind to fight, and people who would not want to save the Earth. And it was kind of interesting because it really was kind of before the environmental movement really took off full steam in the 70s. Yep. So I thought that was pretty interesting. There's a lot
of... It sounds to me like this might be a different form of yellow journalism.
Well, that's where it gets a little weird because... So there were a couple people that said that, yeah, I am familiar with that. I was part of that team, and these were people in the government. And then they had people coming out immediately afterwards that said, this is complete BS. No such thing ever existed. And it's out there. It doesn't sound credible to me. I don't believe that this was actually anything other than a work of satire.
Right, but what I'm saying is, this book, as well as the book about no more birds that wound up causing, you know, DDT to be banned, while, you know, yellow journalism technically was publishing stuff in newspapers,
right,
this seems to be a slightly different variant to where they were publishing it in books.
Yeah.
That were more widespread than newspapers.
Right. So from a conspiracy point of view, it's not hard to imagine that there being some nudge behind this.
Well, considering that there has just been this overwhelming push to fix our global issues, our global environmental issues, since forever, since before I was born.
Oh yeah.
And every year, every decade, it's something different. It's like, when did we get to the bottom of this?
But that's the whole thing. It's kind of ceased being the environmental issue, and it's since become the climate change issue, which I think is interesting.
Right.
And
we have
need
a caller,
government to solve the problems. And here's a question for Sarah. Will the aliens that do come and invade the planet to cause us to unite in this Independence Day sort of thing, will the aliens run the red light cameras in their spaceships? Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
I know that kind of... Okay, well, you know what? You caught me kind of off guard. I know.
You always call in about either pedestrians getting run over or red light cameras.
Do aliens even need red light cameras, or is it all like internal and they're all beaming it to each other?
The red light cameras already exist and they're all over Albuquerque, or they used to be. The aliens run through those intersections when they do invade her?
They're flying well above them.
I'm going to make a prediction that tonight Sarah has called in about something other than red light cameras or pedestrian injuries. I am going to be right. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, actually, you're wrong because...
Dang. Oh. I thought I had it.
Go ahead, Sarah.
What I wanted to mention was that, you know, a red light camera invading New Mexico. Well, it's kind of true, but the thing is that our surrounding state, Texas, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah, they all have red light cameras. And, you know, and finally rubbing off into New Mexico. I mean, it took a long while. But when you're surrounded by a red light camera state, it's inevitable that we'll have them too, and we are having them. So I don't know what that has to do with aliens. You know?
But we're surrounded up here in New Hampshire, I think, by red light camera states, aren't we not?
We are, and we don't have red light cameras Hampshire.
That's really amazing. Isn't that more the New Hampshire stuff?
Well, we also have these wonderful things called roundabouts to where there's no stoplight at all, and instead of it being like this four-way thing, it's a big circle, so you don't have to come to a full stop. You just merge into traffic, and then you flow through the intersection a lot smoother, and there's a lot fewer accidents, and it's absolutely amazing.
Wonderful.
And pedestrians don't get hit by cars. Sarah, thank you for the call.
You know, I drive a lot of people around these days. Almost. It's a bit of a taxi.
You're a chauffeur.
It's a taxi. It's a taxi job, and so we'll drive through a roundabout.
the conversation will just appear,
and I'll say something like, "Man, I love these roundabouts," and my passenger will be like, "No kidding, I love them too." And so I would say 95% of the people I've talked to, they're all super in agreement with the whole roundabout, the efficiency, yeah, the how fluent they are. Yesterday or the day before, I drove a little lady And I began the conversation with, man, I love these roundabouts. And she freaked out. She freaked out. She's like, I can't stand these things every time I get in them. I'm afraid I'm going to hit somebody. I'm going to have a wreck. Key to know before you start driving people around is why you're driving them around. She just had a wreck.
Nice.
In a roundabout.
So she's probably scared of cars. This is yep. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years.
DinoVite.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about waste, the various ways that people waste food, people waste containers, And, well, some people wind up wasting storage and data. Well, there's one way that you can actually save yourself some data, and that would be using the LRN Audio On Demand Listen Line. You can now listen to your favorite shows on the Liberty Radio Network, the live shows, when you want to. There's nothing to download, no smartphone required. Just call 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. The live shows from the Liberty Radio Network, that would be Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, Freedom Fiends, Angel Clark Show, Rebel Love Show, Cop Block Radio, Flaming Freedom, The No State Project, Off the Air Live, and The Call to Freedom. Those are all streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen to them when you want to listen to them. It doesn't matter when they're live on LRN. You can listen on your schedule. And again, no smartphone required, no app required. There's no downloading at all. It's a listen line. So if you still have a long distance plan, you know, check your plan. But most everybody has, you know, unlimited long distance, or there's no long distance at all, depending on whatever your call plan is. So again, you know, just check that for long distance rates if they apply, but I don't think they do with anyone. Again, 641-793-9660. Let's get back into the article, Chris, that you started about the real reason Americans are wasting food. And you said that 68% of food waste is for this reason alone?
Expiration dates. That's it. And there really wasn't much left to the article. The bottom line in this is, and the last paragraph is, so how can you really tell if your food is spoiled? It's pretty simple, and it's... And it all has almost nothing to do with the date on the package. Instead, you simply go by the food's look, smell, feel, and if it comes to it, taste. Believe me, the signs of spoiling food are not easy to miss, even if you weren't looking for them. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell. And I think it's one of those things where too many of us, because daddy government hops up and says, okay, we're going to require all food producers to meet this and to meet that. Number one, we make the assumption that if something is sold and it's in official packaging and it looks like it has some government approval things on it,
it must be safe.
It must be safe. And then we get to the point where we don't even do what people did 100 years ago, which was open up a can or whatever it happened to be.
Or when they break an egg, you break it into a separate container.
Right.
Or you let it float first in a container, you know,
yeah,
some water to see if
it
floats.
We don't do basic things to make sure that the things that we put into our bodies are safe. And
well, I know there's something about you knock on a watermelon, and if it sounds hollow, then it's either good or not good. I forget, but
I know if it knocks back, then you've got an issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then there's that, and then, you know, like if you pick up a cucumber and it's squishy, then it's no good. If your cilantro is liquefied, it's been in the fridge too long.
You just that's when you just stir it up some more.
Yeah. And it goes into the guacamole. Yeah, there's all kinds of things, but those are basic food safety things. And I guess my point is that, you know, when government steps in to help us, sometimes it actually hurts us.
And in the last section, we were actually talking about roundabouts.
Yeah.
And the lady who, and I was telling a story of a lady I was driving, and for like the first time in forever, she was terrified of them. And she wanted more signage, more crosswalks. She wanted more stop signs in order to protect us. And I was trying to tell her, look, lady, the more of these you put up, the more of these safety precautions that you install all around town, the less safe you make actual pedestrians and drivers, because they begin to resort, a false sense of security,
right, there have been,
grows in them. And so when they get to a four-way and it says green, they don't look around. They just go straight through it, and then they get that's when they get killed.
And
if they actually approached a four-way and they are actually looking around, you know, some guy who wasn't able to put his brakes on or who was sliding on snow,
right?
They would actually see that person and the accident wouldn't happen.
Yeah,
there have been cities in Europe where they got rid of all traffic signs.
Exactly.
And safety increased. People were driving at a slower rate. Fewer pedestrians got hit. There were fewer accidents. And it was just overall a better environment.
Yeah, it's called shared space system.
Right. And that's because, you know, you're basically non-aggressively forcing people to pay attention to what's going on. You're not luring them into this false sense of security.
But as in the case of this little lady that I was driving around, I think that she would be terrified in that situation. Every time she left her house, she would just be always constantly terrified.
She sounds terrified now.
She would be more terrified if there was no safety procedures set up for her benefit. And guess who's voting for these things, Daryl? Guess who's becoming legislators and going to Concord and setting these new
laws
up?
Not this little old lady. She's scared to get on the road to even drive to Concord.
But she's voting for that person. She's voting for those people.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Mike calling in from Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So I wanted to talk about what the topic you guys are discussing right now, waste. And there's actually two things here. The first thing about this whole nonsense about, expiration dates, when I was working at Hannaford Supermarket in Plymouth, New Hampshire, I would go pass by the dairy department and up to the break room, and the manager there was dumping out quarts of milk.
Oh, God.
And I was like, well, what are you doing that for? And the eggnog was next, and I love the eggnog. You're like,
oh, I know, right?
Yeah. So I was like, well, what are you doing that for? He goes, it's expired. I says, well, can't you, like, sell it maybe, like, at discount prices? He's like, we can't sell it. I says, oh, okay. Well, I understand. I says, well, I'll take a couple of quarts. He's like, you can't do that. I says, why not? I says, he's like, well, that's shoplifting. But
Later
than that, you can't give it to me because it's considered shoplifting. And that really gets me angry. You know, I'll taste the milk. It's perfectly okay.
Hey, Mike, can we get you to turn down your radio in the background just a little bit or all the way?
I got you on some earbuds. Hold on one second.
Oh, no problem. But that is the case, and that's a case with a lot of retailers, is they are so afraid of getting shut down by the government that they will just, they won't allow food to be donated
to
charity.
The funny thing is, I keep hearing people say, oh, we're afraid that we're going to wind up being sued. I've never actually seen a lawsuit where somebody sued because slightly expired food was given away.
Right.
I've never seen a statute in place saying that you're not allowed to give something away that's slightly expired. And I actually know farmers that wind up getting food that's slightly expired and feeding it to their pigs.
Yeah, this guy.
Like Farmer Conan.
There's another reason why they do this, and this is real. I've actually seen it happen. You'll have some employees who will damage food or leave food in a corner on purpose so that they can get it marked down next week when it actually gets close to expiration date. It doesn't happen a lot, but you know, I would be more fearful of liability.
Hold the line, Mike. We'll bring it back. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We're talking food waste and the various ways that people waste food, the food packaging waste that occurs, and I've got more from that article that we started the show on. And, of course, your calls and thoughts to 855-450-FREE. We go back to the phones. We've got Mike from Oregon. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
Thanks. So, yeah, I just think, you know, with all this food waste, I just think if, you know, Conan, you were making a good point during the last segment, you know, about how, you know, the government has got their suggested, you know, date on there for expiration or whatever. I think if the government got out of that kind of regulation, definitely, you know, you could have a grocery store say, look, we don't want to sell it past the expiration date because that's what we decide. And maybe we can kind of have a relationship with some sort of like a charitable organization where we give, you know, this food to that's expired over after a day or so in the milk. And maybe that charitable organization could actually feed some people who are actually really, really hungry out in the street.
I know there are two, there's a big supermarket here in Keene and also Panera Bread.
Yep.
Every morning they donate their expired bread. And when I say expired, I mean it's a day old mostly. And they expire it, they give it to Salvation Army and to, I think, to the soup shelter.
There is also
Community Kitchen,
Soup Kitchen, yeah. Yep. And there's one north of here, a big food shelf that gets a lot of Panera Bread and a lot of Market Basket. Stuff.
But I mean, there's enough. But when you think of like bent cans and produce that maybe has a little bruise on it. Now, when I was growing up in the mid 80s, early 90s, this was something that I was familiar with because my family and I would go straight to that location, straight to that corner. Because I mean, hey, if you're making guacamole,
yeah.
You don't want the super hard avocados. You want the ones that have been
nice and soft
that have been bullied a little bit.
You betcha.
I mean, and they'd be a quarter of the price. And then I don't know when it happened, but that corner of the supermarkets disappeared. Well, I don't know what happened, but every story. It wasn't just Food Line. It was all of them.
I think it's the entire supply chain. So I read an interesting story, and I didn't bring it in tonight, but I'll dig it up and I'll shoot around to you guys. But it's this, the waste of food sort of starts at the farm, if you can imagine, because if I do a big crop of apples in my orchard, mm-hmm. the ones that are actually supermarket worthy or Whole Foods worthy or anything like that, what do they look like? They are bright and shiny. They are perfect. They are without blemish. They are grade A.
And if you've ever picked apples, you know that that is not the case. That is not all the apples on your tree. You're going to get ones with little dimples on them.
Little dimples. They got a little lump here, a lump there, and things like that. So that is, a big part of that stuff. And most of that stuff ends up being feed for animals.
Yeah.
If it's going to go somewhere, that's where it's going to go. And I meant to ask you, Mike, what part of Oregon are you from?
I live in Clackamas.
Clackamas.
Yep, right outside of Portland. It's a suburb of Portland.
I do know Clackamas Town Center very well. I know 82nd Avenue very well.
Yep.
And
we're right up the street from Clackamas Town Center.
I remember somebody named Harding with a really good swing. No, that was her boyfriend, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
So back to finish my point. So when I was a young man, there was always a reduced section of the store, and then they disappeared. And I was extremely upset, especially when I'm moving out on my own and doing my own thing. And these things don't exist anymore. Good news is I'm starting to see them come back.
Yeah,
Market Basket has two sections, and I'm very happy. And those are the first places I go. They have a produce section and they have the bent can section.
Yeah. Do you also go to the expired food store just about 10 miles up the road that has stuff that expired 5 years ago?
5 years ago? No,
it's
but
not
I do.
That bad.
But I do go to the local bread store and I get expired bread from them, and that's what goes to the chickens.
And we do buy. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
Well, no, it's okay. I was going to say one other thing. I'll let you guys go. But one other thing that I noticed about this whole waste thing, this is kind of a different topic, but back in the early 90s when I started getting the Super Nintendo games, they used to have the small plastic cover that went over the game to protect the inner workings of the game pack. Mm-hmm. And when I got Street Fighter II Turbo, I noticed that it didn't come with that. So I called Nintendo up in Redmond, Washington, and I asked them about this, and they said, well, they're clogging up the landfill. And that's when I started noticing that this whole, recycle nonsense and regulatory, and this was all government. Because I said, government, we can't, we got to put regulations on this. And guess what?
Right.
Now I didn't have that plastic sleeve on my, and I actually use them. In fact, I have them on my game packs, and they're right up on the shelf right now. I see them, and they protect the game pack.
You could dust out.
Yeah, I sell a lot of games on Amazon and eBay, and I have a whole stack of nothing but empty sleeves to use for games because I get more games that are sleeveless, caseless, and so I always need those cases. And to think that there's a whole landfill out there, right next to the Atari ET game landfill.
Right.
It's probably in the same desert.
The burial place. Well, was it ET? Yeah, it was ET. That was the legendary game.
I've never figured out that might actually be a myth.
That
they made so many of these ET Atari games, that game. It's actually real.
Google, they did a great documentary.
They dug them up and they found them.
Found
them. I remember that.
Yeah,
okay, so it's
very
real.
Cool.
And then remember, there used to be, and I never ate this thing because it had all kinds of weird stuff on there that I don't eat, but there was the one sandwich from McDonald's where they had the special packaging that kept the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
Yes.
And then they had to get rid of that packaging because it wasn't biodegradable or something.
Oh, my God, I remember that. Our new technology, and it's basically two different containers separated.
We'll get back into talking about that, but first, your call. We've got Peter calling in from California, listening to KTOX. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment about the expiration date. One thing I've noticed on dry packaged foods, for example, cake mixes, side dishes, prepackaged side dishes that have a printed expiration date on the package, I found that they don't go bad, but what happens is the food absorbs the flavor of the packaging. So if it's not consumed, in my experience, within about a month or two, after the expiration date, it's still okay. If you go much past that, the food starts to taste funky.
Like cardboard?
Yes, exactly. It will absorb the flavor of cardboard.
Yeah.
So that's a real thing there, which I've, as I said, found in my own experience. So the other thing I'll get off the air, you're talking about meat. What I found at the markets around here is there's a section usually on one end or the other of the meat counter or the merchandiser's coolers where they put the meat out that's dedicated to meat that is getting ready to expire in one or 2 days. So a substantial markdown. So if you can pick those up and take them home, post haste, and stick them in your freezer, you're in good shape. You can save sometimes half or more.
Isn't that great?
Of the original cost. So,
yeah, anyway, that's amazing.
Just a thought. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm always good looking for the market department manager specials.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you've got to figure. I've actually asked them. I'll go talk to them. Hey, look. Guys, when are you going through? When's your guy coming through and actually looking at dates?
How's that filet mignon back there?
Because I'm just gonna watch you, and I'm gonna walk right behind you, and I'm gonna pick up whatever you stamp.
Camped out here for the next week.
So let's jump back into the article that we started the show on about the new kind of grocery store, the zero waste market. Lindsay Manderson, who's the co-founder of a store in Denver, says that she's trying to work with suppliers because stuff will show up triple wrapped in styrofoam. She says we need to be practicing zero waste as a store, and it's about trying to find that line of when you're not being responsible with the products being delivered. Shop owners say they want to undo the huge amounts of waste that are byproducts of a retail culture that emphasizes customer convenience. It's much easier to grab that plastic bag than to bring a tote with you. There's more on this and, of course, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. And what happens when the internet gets to name the next sandwich at McDonald's?
Uh-oh.
We'll tell you. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about waste. Not just food waste, but also packaging waste. And, well, there's a new type of grocer that is coming at least two parts of the United States, talking specifically about one opening up in Brooklyn and another one opening up in Denver, to where you would bring your own containers. So right now there are stores like Aldi to where you bring your own bags, but these stores are doing things to where you want a cup of flour or a cup of sugar, or you need just a little bit of olive oil. Well, bring in your containers and you'll be able to, you know, take just what you need. And the overhead winds up being cut down because there's no excess packaging that you're having to pay for. The owners of these stores are saying that they're working with suppliers to cut out the excess packaging in what is delivered. But apparently the popularity, this according to Huffington Post, the popularity of food startups is not exactly helping with waste. Take the meal kit delivery service Blue Apron. By sending exactly what you need directly to your front door, the startup, in theory, helps cut down on wasted groceries. But BuzzFeed points out nearly every ingredient comes in its own little pouch, generating an insane amount of packaging waste for just a two-person dinner. Blue Apron contends that all of its packaging is recyclable and biodegradable. But my question is, how many people are recycling everything that they get?
Here's what I want to know, and I have not done any research on it. even though we had, I mentioned earlier about the Keen's plastic ban, they tried to throw down us, throw down
the
our
thing
throats.
That did not pass.
Did not pass, and it's very beautiful around here. There's not trash, you know, everywhere. Even though they're saying constantly that it's a big issue,
right?
Plastic waste. Is it really an issue?
We had the one caller call in earlier. He was talking about some valley in Arizona where it's like a 30-mile-long valley
that's
just full of plastic bags.
That's after the windstorm. Now, if the plastic is actually kept down, it's actually put in a container that's not going to allow it to blow everywhere, they're just dumping it out of the truck and then leaving it there and not tilling it
in. But there are some people that will just throw stuff around. Earlier in this article, and I skipped over a good chunk of it, one of these ladies out on the West Coast is talking about the beaches being littered with stuff that, you know, gets washed up from the current and
right.
just gets washed ashore.
But I mean, so it's 2016. This isn't, you know...
Right, it's 2016, which means that mid-90s. Humans have been around for thousands of years, and they're still idiots and will still throw their trash wherever they happen to be without thinking about what's going to happen to it in 10 minutes or 2 years.
Right, and there is... If the question is what is the result of us using plastic packaging, and is it good or bad?
Versus, paper.
Right.
Or
but it... What I think is key is, number one, if it weren't affordable, if it weren't the most economical choice, we wouldn't be using so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the number one thing, is that it is economical. Second of all, plastic can be recycled to some degree. Now, in our town, we're actually trying to find this out because we're looking at our transfer station. For those of you who don't live in New Hampshire,
and
the problem with these
stupid bags is they get caught in the gears and they won't let you throw it into the plastic dumps anymore.
Right. Some of that stuff is just going to be garbage, but, you know, is number one or number two plastic worth recycling? Is it economically
probably
feasible?
Probably not.
Right. Like a lot of things are not economically feasible. Is it a bigger problem than that? I mean, one of the things that's always kind of fascinated me is, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
Yes.
It's a floating island of plastic.
Yeah, basically an island of plastic, and there's, I guess, at least one or two of these sort of vortices around the world that have formed from plastic because it doesn't degrade
the ocean
quickly.
Currents just happen to wind up crossing paths in a certain area.
And it creates sort of a vortex, and
right.
garbage and trash gets kind of collected up in those. So, I by no means am a radical environmentalist, but I sure like to have a nice, clean planet.
Yeah.
And I think the best motivations for doing that are found through capitalism, not through the force of law.
Right, and I think stores like this, to where they're saying, hey, bring in your own containers.
Yeah.
And the problem, and they had acknowledged that this is a problem, getting people, especially in New York, to embrace reusable containers is going to be a challenge, especially since so many people in large cities are accustomed to the single-use lifestyle, where everything from the coffee cups to takeout trays can be tossed without a second thought at all.
Mm.
Let's go to the phone. Or Conan, did you have a?
No, I just to continue my thought, because I'm seriously asking. I don't really know if there's an actual problem.
Yes,
I am.
There is actually a problem.
Okay, I've been on my land for 4 years now, and I'm constantly digging up trash from the previous owners. They dumped all their trash in the backyard, so I'm always digging this stuff up. Now, when I dig plastic up, and I'm talking about thick plastic, like plastic pools and pieces of automobiles, this stuff is like powder. I mean, it is broken down to such a degree that it doesn't really. I pull it out in pieces.
Right.
And plastic bags, I mean, if you were to bury a plastic bag in your backyard and dug it up a year from now, I'm going to tell you that there's not going to be much left. And so I don't really know.
I won't profess to know anything about those. You know, I just don't know the science behind it, and I don't know how they break down.
Now it's different if it's in the ocean and it's like causing it, it's actually forming an island that's, you know, preventing sunlight from getting a foot down because of the thickness of it.
Estimated on the low side to be the size of Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on the low side.
Yeah. Okay. So You know, not everybody is burying their plastic bags in their backyard. There are people throw it out the window and it lays on the side of the street.
Right. And that, by the way, I am not throwing trash out. I just want people to know I am digging it up.
We didn't think you were.
And I'm dealing with it.
Let's
I'm still
go
dealing with it.
To the phones, we've got Ricky. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to greet us every time we bring you on.
I like the greeting. Makes me feel important. How are you doing, Ricky? Tell me what's up.
Greetings from the Commonwealth.
Of Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. And you are important. You're as important as I am when it comes to your constitution, the same as mine, even though we differ. You know? The reason why I called in tonight was the night you were on, Daryl and Ian, a gentleman called in after me, and keeping with what I believe in under Section 7 of the freedom of speech, I'm responsible for what I say and thereof, you see? And Ian did laugh, but see, the laughter stopped when that caller came in because that was wrong what he did. And I know, Daryl, that what you said in the past, and I know what Ian said to him about open carry. This individual, you know, took a serious opposition to what I said. And I can tell you a few things about him. He drew attention to his race and makes him a racist. Also on top of that, he asked Ian, you know, maybe you'd like to ask me a question as a black man. That makes it even further. And he said about paying a visit, you know, to vacation, but he didn't even know where you guys were at. You know, and I brought it to your show, and he challenged me. And I would like a little time because I can't amp right now because of what's going on with my bank, and I'll explain that maybe when Mark's on.
Yeah, you called in to tell us about the bank where the bank that you've been with for some time apparently was recently bought out by BB&T. And you had mentioned, when you called in about that, you had mentioned that the bank that purchased Penn National was a Federalist bank. But you never really explained what a Federalist bank is.
I can explain that now.
Go ahead.
A Commonwealth bank, first of all, is a bank that, you know, when you think of the four branches of government, okay?
There's three.
Legislative,
judicial, and executive.
Oh, you're forgetting the shadow government, Daryl.
How about state? You forgot state.
Okay, yeah.
That's not a branch of government.
So not a branch of the federal government. But we get your gist. But go ahead with your comment.
Well, yeah, but in Pennsylvania, there's four of them. The state's important because you have to deal with the state and the legislature, which is of the Commonwealth.
Well,
but anyway, that is said.
Hold on, Ricky. Hold through the news. We'll bring you back in hour number three, and hopefully you can gather your thoughts and bring forth a coherent explanation of what it is that you were trying to explain here on Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.